good to be back with you.
Now, the Building Better Regions Fund, the details have come out. Like we've missed out again. What is going on here?
That's the questions that I'm asking. It's really frustrating that we see a lot of money going into other regions. In fact, some areas that are out of metro into regional Victoria, but yet not a lot of dollars coming our way. There's a couple of small grants for community groups, but the big infrastructure money for like the Bendigo Airport upgrade just hasn't come our way. And what really frustrates me, Robbo, it's not the first time we've missed out on a Building Better Regions grant. It's actually a number of years in a row. So it's, you know, the city's applied in round three, in round four, and now round five, and in all three rounds we've missed out.
Lisa, does this have echoes of the sports routes idea to you? Is it just picking on areas that are held by the other party?
That's why we're asking the questions. With sports routes, the department made a recommendation that a number of key projects across Australia, including one in Kyneton and including one in Bendigo, should be prioritised. But then the Minister of the day, Senator Bridget McKenzie, overruled that decision. That's where it came in as a you've voted. You've gone against the department's advice about what's the best tiered projects. I want to know if that's happened this time round, because the airport we thought was a really good project. This Building Better Regions round was going to focus on tourism, as it should. Tourism's been smashed through the pandemic. This is a great project that ticked all the boxes. So I want to know why it's missed out.
Yeah. And when you look at the figures, so funding received to coalition seats and parties, sorry, is $218 million or thereabouts. ALP, $48 million. I mean, that's a huge discrepancy.
90% of the funding has gone to Liberal National seats. 90%, but they don't hold 90% of the seats. And that's what's really frustrating, is that we don't have a government that governs for all. We have a government that governs for themselves. Yes, they have regional seats, so does Labor. And you compare it to what's happening at the state level, significant funding is being invested in all of regional Victoria, regardless of political colour. You can't rip areas off. Everywhere needs its fair share of infrastructure funding, particularly post-pandemic. We know that Qantas want to bring more planes here. We know that people in Bendigo want to fly to different areas. We know the airport is successful. If we can upgrade the terminal, we can get bigger planes here. If we upgrade the terminal, we can have more passengers coming in and out. And that would be great if we can just get the federal government involved.
Lisa, do you think that there's anything that you can do? What do you have to do to try and get the balance more equal?
We just have to keep calling for change. You know, the comments made by Barnaby Joyce yesterday were just appalling. He goes, yeah, call it pork barrelling if you like. We're going to keep doing it. Like, that kind of behaviour, it should not be happening. We expect better of our elected officials. So we can keep speaking up about the need for greater transparency. We need to keep lobbying that the funds be more evenly distributed. We really need to look at the fund, how our area has been put at a disadvantage to other areas that just keep getting the infrastructure spent. It's just not fair.
No, and for those who don't know the other figures too, like Bendigo got $40,000. For instance, Ballarat, $615,000. Like, jeepers creepers.
Madness. I know. Even when you compare it between those two, it's just not fair. The seat above us, which is called Nichols, areas of Shep, they got, you know, in previous rounds, you know, tens of millions of dollars. There's a seat called Monash, in it, which runs from Pakenham, so out of Melbourne into the Latrobe Valley. That seat got $10 million, and half the seat is actually Melbourne-based. So you start to go, hey, you know, where's our fair share here? It's not a Labor versus Liberal issue. It's an equity issue. We deserve our fair share of funding.
I was about to say that you know, it's very important to make note, even this interview, it's not a Labor versus Liberal situation. It's a what we deserve in our region in Central Victoria.
Yeah, and, you know, if Labor was behaving this way, you'd be calling, people would be calling it out as well. You know, we've got to end this nature of politics where it's pork barreling pet projects. And, you know, you talk to people in those areas too, and they will tell you, well, I don't see why that project got funded over this project. You know, politicians aren't very good at picking great projects. It's why we need departments to do this work. It's why we need councils to pitch up projects where they've got, they consult a broader range of people. I back the airport because it's a project that, you know, vast majority of people in our community back. The council backs it, local, state government backs it, the key industry groups back it. That's why I know to advocate for this project. You know, particularly the National Party, they don't have a good track record of picking key projects and picking winners for communities. Their pet projects don't always line up with the priorities anyway.
Okay, Lisa, thanks very much. Bendigo, just to put this into context, Bendigo got their 40,000 and Parks in New South Wales got 14 million. So there is a bit of difference out there. Thanks very much for bringing it to our attention as well.
Thank you, Lisa. Really appreciate it. Good to talk as always.
And good to catch up, and thank you for running the story. Hopefully they hear us in Canberra.